哈利路亚，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to you all。
我们继续来查考尼希米记。
So we'll continue to study on Nehemiah。
我们请看第七章。
Let's refer to Nehemiah chapter 7。
第七章有两件重大的事情啊，重要的事情在做。
So there were two major events。
第一件呢就是，安排一些守护城门的啊一些人员。
So firstly was to arrangeFor people who are solely in charge of guarding the gates.
啊，城墙建好，但是也要守护。
So after constructing the wall, we need to guard it.
啊，这是第一节到第四节。
This is recorded from verses 1-4.
从第五节啊，一直到最后哈，七十三节。
So from verse 5 to verse 73.
啊，第二件事情就是要来做一个人口的普查。
And so, secondly, was to people were assigned to various jobs.
那各自都有他们的目的跟意义哈，我们就来查考。
And so everyone had a role to play, and there's a significance to each role.
我们请看第一节。
Let's look at verse one.
城墙修完，我安的门扇，守门的、歌唱的和利未人，都已派定。这一节是告诉我们说，硬体部分的建设呢已经完成了。
So here we can see that the hard component regarding the hardware has been completed.
说起来，现在已经比较安全。
So we can, it's safe to say that it's safer.
在第六章城墙建好，但是还没有安门扇，所以有十个破口，那也是非常危险。
So in chapter 6, they haven't hung the doors yet, so there were still breaches, which was very dangerous.
那到了第七章就讲到城墙修完，也安的门扇。
And so in chapter 7, it says they hung the doors and it was completed.
那这个门呢，这个地方所用的门扇，它是复数，应该是十个门都已经做好。
And so these 10 gates are plural, so they're all completed.
所以硬体没有破口，现在软体也不可以有破口。
So the hardware has no breaches. So, in this case, in the same token, the software must have no breaches as well.
那什么是软体呢
？So what is the software?
就是穿梭在这个当中的啊，穿梭在这个当中要去看守的，看守守护的这个动作。
And so this is the action of guarding.
所以他就提到说，也安排了守门的十个门都要派人去看守。
And so each gate has someone appointed to guard it.
那歌唱的就是诗班，大卫的时代呢设立的诗班，那现在要重新恢复，再把它组起来要歌唱的要把它立定好。
And so in David's time, there was the choir. So in this same token, singers were appointed to sing praises to God.
那还有利未人也都安排好了。
And furthermore, the Levites, they have been arranged to do some tasks.
他们要开始上班了。
So they have to begin their ministry.
要按着律法来执行在圣殿里面的种种的神圣事务。
So within the temple, they have to perform holy duties.
包括要献祭。
So this includes offering sacrifices.
那守门的呢，就是来维护整个进出这个城门的这个工作。
And so the guards, they are ones in charge of seeing those coming in and out of the gates.
一方面是要防备敌人进入。
So on one hand is to be guarded against the enemies so that they won't come in.
一方面是为了得到安全。
And another factor is to keep the city safe.
要管控这个出入的一些人员。
So they have to control who comes in and out of the city.
但是我们觉得更重要的东西是什么
？So what is more important than these?
就是歌唱的和利未人。
So the singers and the Levites are more important.
这个城墙建好，城门安好，它最终的目的就是为了要进行在圣殿里面的崇拜跟献祭。
And so once all the all the tasks have been completed, that needs to be people who lead the worship in the temple.
所以这个带领者尼西米啊，他的思路很清楚，他带领的方向是正确。
And so Nehemiah's thoughts and directions are correct, because correct.
如果只有硬体没有软体。
So if there's only a hardware without software.
如果只有这个城墙城门弄好，但是属灵的城墙跟属灵的城门没有建设好，那也是危险。
So if only the physical wall is completed, but this is if the spiritual wall is not built, then this is dangerous.
那要赶快恢复人跟神的进行的这种礼仪的这些事物都要赶快进行。
And so need to quickly perform the rites and rituals that will establish a relationship with God.
那我们可以看出这个歌唱的很重要。
So we can see that singers are very important.
把它跟这个利未人所要做的工作呢，把它并列放在一起。
So they are put into the same category as the Levites.
这表示他们要进行那种歌颂赞美神的工作。
And so both these parties will need to execute the work of praising God.
所以我们不要认为说这个诗班呢好像不太重要。
So do not think lightly of a choir.
诗班我们要看重。
We need to place importance on the ministry of singing hymns to God.
但是这个诗班会看重是因为带领会众在现世的时候带领会众呢，让会众虽然没有唱，但是呢，他们心里可以跟台上现世的人一起同心合意的来赞美神。
So the choir's main role is to lead the congregation to worshiping God, although they're not singing physically, but their hearts are in harmony with the choir, with the choir members.
所以如果说我们的诗班是现唱大家熟悉的诗歌就比较容易口唱心和。
Hence, if we are familiar with the hymns, we're able to praise God with our hearts.
那这个圣乐跟一般的俗乐一定是有不一样。
So there is a clear difference between sacred music and secular music.
一般的俗乐呢，是比较流于浪漫，流于这种娱乐化，
so,
流于一种世俗化。
So the target, the main purpose of secular music is to get you to feel good vibes or to get you to feel that romantic mood.
我们很难讲圣乐跟俗乐那个旋律怎么去画一条线，把它分两边。
So it's very hard to have a clear cut boundary between what is sacred music and what is secular music.
但是他们的特性一定是分得非常清楚的，那个听的感觉感受不一样。
But the characteristics are very clear. You can clearly distinguish between how you feel when you listen to both genres of music.
圣乐一般来讲就是给人安定、有严肃的感觉，是一种安定的感觉。
Sacred music enables one to feel stable, emotionally stable.
能够带动起人的心灵一起来敬拜神。
And this can lead the person to worship God in their hearts.
那么这个歌唱的目的设立的目的就是要赞美神。
And so the purpose of singing is to pray, give praises to God.
歌唱的人很重要，但是歌唱的人不是主体。
And singers are important, but that is not the main purpose.
在圣乐崇拜、圣乐侍奉里面呢，神才是主体，人不是主体。
So within sacred music, the target audience, the main theme is to praise God.
所以诗歌不是献给人的，是献给神的。
And this is not dedicated to man, but to God.
所以如果司仪说我们现在请诗班来为各位献唱两首诗歌我们大家觉得这样的说法有什么矛盾吗？
So once the MC announces that the choir will present a few hymns, is there contradiction in this?
诗歌不是献给人的。
So hymns are not dedicated to men.
是要献给神。
They are dedicated to God.
那听的人跟我们一起来赞美神。
And the listeners also will praise God in unison.
外面的歌星为大家献唱两首歌，因为大家买票进来听，我要为大家献唱所以诗歌，所以那个流行乐就是献给那些买票的，但是我们的圣乐是献给神。
So pop music, the reason why the singers will sing live is because they have sold out all their tickets. But for sacred music, it's their target audience is to praise God.
哦，那因为这个样子，所以我们啊，如果我们的概念是清楚的，把握这些原则啊，我们的诗班就真的能够啊，达到侍奉神，也能够让会众口唱心和的来赞美神。
So if we have this clear a concept and if we have the correct mindset, then we can lead the congregation to worship God in unison.
啊，那当然歌词我们都清楚知道，一般来讲，歌词大概比较不会有什么问题。
And so in terms of lyrics, there's not many issues regarding that.
啊，但是如果大家熟悉的听起来比较能够口唱心和，如果是第一次听的陌生，也不知道，所以很难达到口唱心。
So if everyone familiarizes themselves with the lyrics, then we can all sing in unison.
啊，那我们教会呢也有审核通过一些诗歌。
And so through some hymns.
啊，为什么要审核
？Why should we do some a review?
就是基于刚刚所说的这些原因。
So this is due to the previous reasons noted above.
啊，那我们就有所遵循。
And so we will have to have an action to perform an action.
那现在又牵扯到啊，如果是外面的人创作的诗歌呢，我们在教会里面吟唱，也许会有专利啊、著作权的问题。
And so if it's someone who published a hymn from outside of DJC, then there's a problem regarding copyright.
啊，尤其是对外去唱诗。诗的献诗的时候，啊，在对外会有对外哈，比如说我们把它放到这个网络上，那大家会他们会想说这就是对外了，那这个著作权一定要留意。
And so we need to pay attention to the copyright claim if we present these hymns towards the outside of church.
啊，那我们的赞美诗啊，五百多首的赞美诗，这些啊是没有什么问题的。
So there's no issue regarding the hymns we have now.
啊，大家也比较熟悉。
So everyone's quite familiar with them.
啊，所以我们的诗班在献唱的时候呢，也是要支持我们本会啊所印刷的啊我们发行的这些赞美诗。
And so this is to support the hymns that have been published within the church.
啊，还有我们的教会啊有审核通过的这些诗歌。
And so through much reviewing and through much reviews, we can sing these hymns.
那这样的话呢，啊，都是大家可以，比较放心的啊，来吟唱啊，有这些原则。
So in this manner, we can safely sing these hymns without much issues.
啊，我们再看啊，利未人也是很重要。
And we can see that the Levites are play an important role.
啊，因为这个以色列百姓他们回国，他们也第一个重要的工作，第一次回国的最重要的工作就是重建圣殿。
So the first return of the Israelites, during that time, the main purpose was to rebuild the temple.
啊，圣殿就是他们信仰的中心。
And the temple represents the center of their faith.
啊，圣殿是神跟百姓相会的地方。
It is the place where the man can meet God.
啊，圣殿是神要听人祷告的地方。
It is the place where God hears the prayers of men.
啊，在那里教导律法。
And there they do teach the law.
在那里献祭赎罪。
And there we can make atonement for our sins through making sacrifices.
啊，这也象征着说，圣殿重建就是这个国家建立起来。
And the rebuilding of the temple represents how they have rebuilt their nation.
因为这个国家是以对耶和华天上的神的信仰来建立起来的国家。
Because this country is based on establishing their faith towards God.
啊，那第一个啊，圣殿就是所罗门王时候建的圣殿呢。啊，因为巴比伦帝国来攻打啊犹大国呢，已经在主前的586年呢，这个圣殿呢被毁坏了。
So the first when one temple was built by Solomon, it was destroyed in 586 BC by the Babylonians.
神让他们带领他们回到自己的国家。
And after that, God allowed them to return to the country.
圣殿重建完成。
And once the temple has been rebuilt,
就是有刚刚所提到的这些意义跟它的目的。
So what we have mentioned prior regarding their the significance of the rebuilding of the temple.
那以色留在这个以色列地哈，或是从国外回来的这些以色列百姓，我们看起来从啊撒迦利亚书、哈该书或是尼希米记，我们看他们还是有很多的过犯。
So regarding the remnants who have stayed in the land and also the exiles who have returned, so from the books of Nehemiah and Haggai and Zechariah, we can see that they have still transgressions.
所以需要啊重建圣殿完成，还安排利未人啊祭司来为他们献祭赎罪。
So there needs to be atonement for the sin. So the Levites did this.
那这样呢，硬体跟软体才能够连接做成为一体。
In this manner, software and hardware can combine and become one.
所以在教会的这个发展的过程里头，我们也是很着重这一些。
And so this is crucial in the progress of the church.
我们的圣经讲习会就是要透过圣经啊，让我们来领受神的话语。
And so through the Bible seminars, we can receive the word of God.
那他们重建圣殿或是重建啊修建这个城墙，就好像我们今天教会的发展一样。
So rebuilding the temple also represents how we are rebuilding the church.
我们都可以从这些书卷来得到教导。
So from scripture we can receive the teachings and instructions of God.
那尼希米说我都已经派定了，安排好了。
So Nehemiah mentioned that he has already appointed and arranged for the task.
那第二节继续看。
Verse 6.
我就派我的弟兄哈拿尼和营楼的宰官哈拿尼亚管理耶路撒冷，因为哈拿尼亚是忠信的，又敬畏神过于众人。那现在呢，要管理这个营楼，他特选两个工人。
So in for guarding the citadel, he needed two people to guard it.
一个就是哈拿尼，他的兄弟应该是他的亲兄弟。
So first is Hanani, who was probably his biological brother.
另外有一个就是宰官。
And next is an official.
这个哈拿尼亚。
So Hanania.
所以这两个人一起共同来管理。
And so these two were working together to guard the citadel.
那我们看第一个这个哈拿尼亚。
Let's look at Hanania.
他就是第一章的第二节来跟尼希米报告有关耶路撒冷的一些状况的这个兄弟。
Sorry, Hanani. So he was one of the brethren in chapter 1, verse 2 to report regarding his people.
那可见这个哈拿尼他是一个忠心的人，他对于这个耶路撒冷的问题状况他掌握得很好，所以他能够向尼希米来做一个报告。
We can see how Hanani is very a good worker and a good and loyal worker, for he has insight regarding making a report of the people.
所以他是一个可信任的人
So he's very trustworthy.
那现在我们就看到，虽然是跟他很亲近的这个关系。
Although we can see the intimate relationship they shared.
那个内举不避亲内举不避亲那个避就是避讳。
So they can't escape from internal strife.
但是有些时候内举不避亲，那个避呢是必要的避。
And sometimes this escape means it's necessary to face it.
我们在前面有提到这个多就是那个多比亚多比亚他跟很多的这个以色列人呢，他们结亲在第六章有提到。
And so we have mentioned previously in chapter 6 that Tobiah was has made alliance with some of the Judah.
六章的十八节。
6 verse 18.
那这些结亲就变成是一个联盟给予这个尼希米很大的压力。
So they were pledged to Tobiah in this alliance.Gave much pressure to Nehemiah.
甚至可能在私通一些重要的资讯。
So even to the point that they were leaking important information.
那目的就是要让尼希米害怕，手就软。
So the purpose of this was to make Nehemiah afraid and to weaken his hands.
那现在有这个现象呢？那现在更需要有一些真的能够忠心的人被任用。
And so in this situation, he needed someone who he really trusted in.
啊，所以在教会里面，我们啊，这个能够推举一些适任的人呢、啊，不是从关系来考虑，而是从他本身的条件来看。
So within the church, it is not because of, it is not based on our relationship with someone that we choose to, appoint someone for work, but how he works.
啊，不是说啊，这个亲戚的关系超越了真理，超越了这个条件，那这样就不好了。
So we shouldn't let nepotism, relationships between others within the church members to govern our to override the principles of the Bible.
所以现在啊，尼希米他能够推举这个哈拿尼啊，刚好是跟那一些啊前面讲的六章十七、十八、十九节这一些的现象刚好是相反。
And so this is contrary to what he said to Hanani.
那都是同样的原则。
And these are all based on the same principle.
真正可以用的人。
So who is a useful vessel?
不要因为关系就特别照顾他，或者是说特别的排斥他。
Do not be prejudiced to someone because of your relationship to some, of how close you are to someone, or do not exclude them because of not how close of your relationship with the person.
也就是说，不是去考虑关系的问题。
Do not base your judgments on relationships.
是适任不适任的问题。
It is whether they are trustworthy or not.
那尼希米对于他自己的兄弟哈拿尼一定是了若指掌，是非常熟悉的，认识他的。
So he is very familiar with this Hanani.
所以以一个忠心的带领者来看，他一定是用人为才，用人为德。
So he in terms of a person who is loyal, he can use them, for good.
哎，因为这个尼希米他非常忠心。
Because Nehemiah is very loyal.
所以现在更需要有好的人才、好用的人呐、啊，被推举出来为当时候的这个百姓来做事。
So we need a quality, workers to work for the people.
那另外提到一个哈拿尼亚。
And here mentions Hananiah.
倒是有很清楚的来指出他具备的特性是什么，他的条件是什么。
And so it clearly writes about his requirements.
那第一个就是忠信的人。
So first characteristic is that he's loyal.
就是忠心啊。
So he's very loyal.
再来又敬畏神超过众人。
And he feared God more than many.
我们知道说尼希米啊，他一直都是敬畏神。
And we can see Nehemiah was a God-fearing man.
他做很多事情，几乎每一件事情，他是从敬畏神这个立足点出发的。
So everything he did, he based his actions on his fear of God.
所以当然他在任用他的兄弟的时候，一定也是这样。
So in using his brothers, he applied the same principle.
那现在呢，又运用了这个哈拿尼亚，也是一样的原则。
And this is the same principle he used with Hananiah.
有很多人不敬畏神啊，当时候有一些干部啊，贵族不敬畏神。
There are many factions who did not fear God.
那这些敬畏神的人要被找出来。
And so we need to look for those who fear God.
啊，可用的要被重用。
So those who can be used, we can use them.
那什么是重用的条件呢？
So what's the principle of choosing these people?
对神忠心。
So the principle must be that they should be loyal to God.
不是在为自己谋个人的利益的。
They should not be people who seek their own benefits.
不是纯私心的。
Nor should they be conceited or selfish.
啊，因为他敬畏神，所以他可以不纯私心。
So he is loyal to God, so he is selfless.
啊，尼希米敬畏神，他用的人，他希望被推举出来的也是敬畏神的人。
So since Nehemiah feared God, so he wished for his fellow workers to have the same principle.
啊，我们就想说，一个团体里头，属灵的团体里面，如果敬畏神的人多过不敬畏神的人，这个团体才有可能发展。
And so within a congregation, if there are more people who fear God compared to those who don't, then there'll be progress.
那如果不敬畏神的人更多，那就很麻烦。
If the majority is those who don't fear God, then they'll be troublesome.
所以每一个神的工人，我们都立志，我们当一个敬畏神的人。
So as workers of God, we should resolve to be someone who fears God.
在尼西米那个时代，不敬畏神的人很多。如果这些敬畏神的人没有被推举，那这个团体怎么运作啊？一定很艰难呐。
And so in Nehemiah's time, there are many who didn't fear God, so it was very difficult to complete the work.
我们来看出埃及记十八章。
Let's look at Exodus 18.
出埃及记十八章。
Exodus chapter 18.
这是摩西啊，他的岳父叶特罗啊，对他的一个建议啦。
So this was Jethro's suggestion to Moses.
哦，从十三节来看哈。
Let's look at verse 13.
哦，因为摩西从早到晚呢，一直忙，他一个人没有办法去管理所有的事物。
And so because Moses was so busy, he from day to night, he could not manage all things.
啊，我们看十七节啊。
Let's look at verse 17.
哦，就说啊，十八节哈。
Verse 18.
啊，都很疲惫哦，你自己。工作太重啊，这个百姓也都很疲惫，你一个人独自办理不了。所以哈，我跟你建议啊，二十节
，verse 20
啊，到二十一节啊
，to 21
啊，要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人，派他们做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长，管理百姓啊。那二十二节，随时来判断百姓，大的事情才呈到你这里来，小的事呢？啊，这一些人，他们可以自己审判，这样你就可以轻省些，他们也可以同当此任。啊，读到这里就好啊。就是说，他的岳父叶特洛给他建议啊，啊，要分层负责。
So his father-in-law Jethro suggested that they should have a system where they could divide the work.
啊，这个百姓之间有纠纷，要判断啊，谁是谁非，要处理这个问题。
So they need to solve the problem within the people who is good or not.
哦，那就分层负责了。
So they can assign leaders to them.
要从百姓中来拣选有才能的人。
And so from the people, we should select people, select those who are of have talent.
针对有能力的。
Those who can do things.
哦，那底下就具体讲敬畏神。
So this is more concretely mentioned. So they should fear God.
你看敬畏神这个条件跑出来。
And so this prerequisite of fearing God has come up.
因为他面对人来做判断。
Because they face man and make judgments.
啊，这些人是神的选民。
And these people are the chosen people of God.
哦，要公正的判断。
And they need to judge with righteously.
那敬畏神就是最重要的条件。
And the most important requirement is to fear God.
哦，再来，诚实，不会妄为。
And so a man of truth.
还有呢，就是不会贪不义之财。
Thirdly, hating covetousness.
他不但不贪，而且是恨不义之财。
Not only do they hate covetousness.
啊，不贪是消极的，恨是积极的，要到达这种程度。
And so to not covet is a passive action, but to hate it is an active one.
那这样的话，在判断啊百姓之间的纠纷呢、啊，他才能够站在神的角度、神的立场。
And so in discerning who can do the work, he needs to stand from the perspective of God.
哦，我们再继续啊，我们翻回来看尼希米记第七章。
Let's look at Nehemiah 7.
所以在教会在神的国里面用人就是敬畏神，这是最重要的条件。
So in the kingdom of God, the most important prerequisite is to fear Him.
并且现在是要来管理耶路撒冷城，要来守这个门啊，当然要很重要的人啊，敬畏神的人来办理。
And those who guard the temple must be those who fear the Lord wholeheartedly.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
我吩咐他们说，等到太阳上升才可开耶路撒冷的城门，人上看守的时候就要关门上栓，也当派耶路撒冷的居民各按班次看守自己房屋对面之处，城市广大，其中的民却稀少，房屋还没有建造。他怎么实体怎么样的来运作呢
？So how did he solve this.
有带领的，有负责的人呢。
So there were those who were in charge of the jobs.
那这个城门怎么管理？
So how did they manage the gates?
啊，要定这个规则，大家共同遵循。
And so he needed to set rules so everyone should keep this rule.
啊，所以这个领导者他很有头脑。
And so this leader was very intelligent.
而且很有智慧。
And he was wise.
啊，他开放啊，开跟关的时间定好。
And so they have set the time to open and shut the gates.
啊，这个开门的时间是太阳上升了，大家看得很清楚了，时候门才可以开。
So they should open the door once the sun is visible.
那什么时候要关呢？
So when will they have to shut the gates?
就是大家看守还可以看得很清楚，太阳还没有下山以前就要赶快关了。
So they should shut the gates before the sun sets.
如果天还没有亮就开，恐怕有人埋伏就偷偷的进来。
So do not open the gates once the sun rises because there may be people who can sneak in and ambush.
如果等到太阳下山了才关门，可能有人在太阳下山的那个摸黑的时刻呢，就趁着视线不清楚，他就赶快就偷着进来。
So do not also close the gates once it's the sun sets because during the period of that period there'll be people who can come in.
那就表示说，当时候敌人很可能随时会趁着大家不注意的时候侵入到城内。
So when everyone's not aware, the enemy can sneak in and attack.
在敌对神选民的那些敌人、外邦人，特性就是这样，偷着进来。
And this is the characteristic of Gentiles who have opposed God, so they are very sneaky in nature.
你看，要引诱亚当夏娃的那个蛇，就是魔鬼透过这个蛇来诱惑，这就是偷着进来。
Let's look at the serpent who deceived Eve. So he was very crafty. So he was very sneaky in his tactics.
那今天神的教会，我们所面对的魔鬼撒旦的作为，他也是要假装、伪装、偷着进来。
So likewise today within the church, the devil will come in very craftily.
所以一切这个门的开跟关都要在光明中防备那些偷着进来的人。
So we should defend the city and during the day and not defend the city.
那这个规则大家都清楚所以要出城要趁着太阳上升以后才可以出去，要回来趁早回来，不要摸黑回来。
So it should be very clear that once on during the daytime, you can come in and out, but do not come back when once it's dark.
而且这个门关上以后要上栓，不能再开了。
And once the gate has been closed, you should bar the doors.
没有理由再开了。
There's no more reason for them to open it again.
那为什么这么严厉
So why is it very strict?
为什么一定要这样做
Why do they have to do this?
非常稀奇
This is very wondrous.
敌人还在外头，要偷着进来。
And so when the enemy is still outside.
好，那这样还不打紧
So they.
还有呢
？What else？
还要派耶路撒冷的居民。
They should appoint the people from the people.
有这个班次轮流。
There's a shift to guard the gate.
都是保持最好的精神状态来当班来看守这个城门。
And so you should guard the gates with your most vigilance.
或是城墙。
Or the wall.
那怎么办呢？就是像在建造那个城墙一样，你这个房屋对过去的这个部分就是你的，我们就是这个家庭的责任区。
So this is like the wall. So a family is appointed a certain place to God, so they are responsible for that place.
所以是这个家庭要负起这个责任区域的。
And so this family must be responsible for work.
那这样不管是什么时间呢，都有人在看着。
Regardless of what time, there are eyes watching.
那就是说我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹都应该要有责任的这个归属。
And so everyone should have the sense of responsibility.
哦，那么并且是以家庭为单位。
And this is also based on familial roles.
啊，那就包括大人跟小孩都要一起了。
So this means that the children and the parents should work together in unity.
所以这个成就大家就联络得很好，每个家庭都联络得很好。
And so there's much interaction, communication between the families within the community.
啊，每个人每个家庭都有工作。
And so each family has its own designated work.
每个家庭都负责任。
And every family has its own responsibility.
啊，感谢主啊，小弟啊，到我们奥克兰教会来，觉得我们这个教会很特别。
So thank God, once I've come to Auckland Church, I felt that this church is very special.
哦，我们你看，这个安排炊事哈、哦，伙食，这个家庭为单位啊，每天都吃得太饱了。我说我只能够讲一个小时啊，再吃去吃第二碗、第三碗啊，就要讲到九点去了。我只能够讲一个小时，说我吃这些就差不多够了，可以讲一个小时差不多。哦，太丰富了。
So the cooking roster is based on family, and so. I feel like I have to eat a lot, and I will have to speak till night.
小弟觉得我们这个气氛很好。
I feel like the atmosphere is very good.
我们就是要这样啊。
So this is what we should do.
我们奥克兰教会就是需要这样的气氛，我们就是这样啊。
So we should
不要再想太多，就是这样，这样就对了。
And so do not think too much, overthink, and you should continue in this good work.
好，那我们希望更多的家庭也能够加入。
And we hope that more family members, families can join in this work.
这个是我们大家看到的了哈。
And this is what we can observe.
啊，就是说看到了这个我们的这样的一个表现。
So we can see the outward behavior.
那这个基础是什么呢
？What is the basis of our behavior?
大家彼此相合。
So this is based on everyone loving each other and having peace.
家庭的人都来负责任。
And each family member has fulfilled their responsibility.
都有自己负责的一部分。
And each member has their own tasks to do.
所以这个耶路撒冷城就是联络整齐的一座城。
And so this city of Jerusalem has become a network.
但是重点不是吃饭啊。
But the point is not to eat and drink.
啊，是这一种精神。
So it is the spirit and attitude behind this.
我们把这个精神呢带起来，用在侍奉上面。
So we need to integrate this kind of attitude into our ministry and servitude to God.
大家都联络整齐。
And so we can establish a good network of connection.
没有封闭自己的。
And you do not need to isolate yourself.
我们的心都是开放的。
And our hearts are open.
啊，我们融入这个大家庭。
And so we can mesh well with this big family.
这是我们的特色。
This is a good characteristic.
我们都感受到这样的一种造就啊，小弟来这里啊，参与这样的一种团契，也得到造就。
And so by joining all these fellowships, I've felt much edification.
啊，我们就是要感受这样。
So we should do it in this way.
其他的就不要想太多。
Do not overthink things.
不应该的就把它拿掉。
And so what we shouldn't do, we should remove it.
就是继续保持，就是继续努力，就是这样，这就对了。
And so we should continue to do what is good.
好，我们再看第四节哈。
So verse 4.
但是现在也是有一个问题。
So here there's another issue that arose.
啊，这个城是广大。
And so the city was large and spacious.
但是住在这里面的人少。
But the people were few.
哦，有很多的房屋还没有建造好。
And the houses were not rebuilt.
啊，所以很多人他并不愿意进到住到这个耶路撒冷城里头来。
So many people were not willing to live in Jerusalem.
那过去是因为城墙被拆毁嘛
？Because in the past the walls were demolished.
城门被烧了嘛
？And the walls were burned.
啊，所以他们宁愿可能啊躲到其他比较偏僻了。的地方就比较安全。
And so they felt that they should hide in more rural areas.
所以他现在面对的另外一个困难。
And this is another problem that Nehemiah faced.
怎么样让百姓能够进到这个耶路撒冷城
？So how would he allow the people to come into Jerusalem?
那就首先必须要做一件事情。
So firstly, he needed to do this something.
所以第五节以后，他做一个人口的普查。
So from verse 5 onwards, he held a census.
那这个人口的普查、啊、应该是有埋下一个伏笔，就是为了十一章要做的事情来做准备啊。
And so he was preparing for for something that from chapter 11.
啊，接下去另外一个工作呢，就是要把百姓移到这个耶路撒冷城来。
And the second work was that he should carry out the migration of the people.
啊，那这样的话呢，这个城才日后的发展才是可期待的，才是真正有发展性。
In this way, the city can develop itself.
那是谁要去啊？
But who will be sent to do this work?
这也是今天在我们的教会里面我们会去面对的。
And this is something that we should face within the work doing divine work for the church.
那我们就先从今天第七章来看。
Let's look at chapter 7.
这是下一个尼希米哈，尼希米他下一个要面对的这个问题，他要想办法解决。
So we need to find a solution to the problem.
好，那这么长的啊，从五节到七十三节这么长的经文呢？到底跟我们讲什么呢
？So what is the message to us from verses 5 to 73？
啊，我们可以看讲义哈，大概有分成几个段落，我们大家了解一下。那这当中有一些教训，我们再提出来。
And so we can look at the refer to the handout, and we can draw some teachings from them.
啊，因为第一件事已经完成了哈，第一节到第四节。
So if we have mentioned verses 1 to 4。
我们看第五节哈。
Let's look at verse 5.
我的神感动我心，召聚贵族、官长和百姓，要照家谱计算。啊，我找到第一次上来之人的家谱。啊，那就是说，他为什么要做人口普查
？So why did he have to conduct a census of the people?
神主动来感动他。
Because the Lord Himself moved him.
啊，神要他做的事情。
So God put into his heart to do this.
哦，所以神的灵感动他呢，让他知道说，我现在要解决这个人口居住的地方不平均，然后耶路撒冷啊，人口稀少哈，啊，这个会成为一个日后人力缺乏的问题，怎么办
？And so God put into his heart to conduct the census because the issue was that the people were sparsely populated, and he needed to combat this issue.
啊，所以这是有神的好旨意。
This was according to the good will of God.
那这个人口普查有很多的好处。
And there are many benefits to conducting a census.
除了以后这个居住啊，人力要平均以外。
Apart from allocating equal numbers towards a specific land.
啊，每一个家庭，每一个人都能够切实的啊被关怀。
And so each family can be cared equally.
啊，那另外就是说，也趁着这个机会呢，再把以色列百姓的家谱呢，再做一个整理。
And so through this method, they have made adjustments to the genealogies.
因为国家灭亡，被掳到外邦，现在让他们回来了，那是不是这个家谱有一些散失掉了？啊，有一些登记呢已经断了，现在重新把它整理好。
And so because of the exile, they were the genealogies have not been.There's a mismatch within the lines, the family lines, so they need to adjust this accordingly.
那这样的这个人口普查，倒也真的发现了一些问题。
And so, from conducting the census, there were a few issues indeed.
所以呢，也是一件好事。
And so, this was a good thing overall.
那这个跟大卫哈，他要数算哈他的人口、他的兵丁呢，这个不一样。
And so this was different to when David counted, numbered his people, his soldiers.
啊，因为尼希米他这是神感动他来做的。
Because in this case, Nehemiah was moved by God to do it.
那他努力地去找到第一次归国的人的家谱。
And so he found the first genealogy of the first batch of people came back.
所以底下就写的这一些呢，啊，跟以斯拉记的第二章写的是大致 相同。
And so this is the following verses are consistent with what's mentioned in Ezra.
可能这个部分是比较需要去整理。
And so this portion needed to need adjustments.
那他们总共有三次归国，这个第一次的时间呢，距离现在比较久，已经六七十年以上的时间了。
So they had.Three times they returned to the land, but this is the third time, and there was a gap, a huge gap in time.
啊，如果再详细算一下，应该差不多90年的时间。
And so overall, there was a 90-year gap from the second to the third return.
那第二次、第三次呢？这个年代啊，时间比较靠近。
Sorry, first return. So the second and third return, the timeline was more close.
可能这些资料比较容易保存，找得到。
And so the resources were more easily found.
所以这里面主要是第一次归国跟着所罗巴伯回来的这些人。
And so this genealogy was with Zerubbabel, who led the first batch of returnees.
那这个对以色列百姓，尤其是现在啊，现代啊，1948年这个以色列复国以后，圣经里面呢每一次人口普查所记的这些家谱，对他们来讲都很重要。
And so with in relation to the A re-establishment of Israel in 1948. This genealogy, the census is very important to them.
那么我们来看这个61节，我们跳过来看61节。
Let's skip to verse 61.
啊，在人口普查的过程当中发现一个问题。
And so within the census, there was an issue that arose.
啊，就是有一些身份不明的百姓。
There were people who could we were quite ambiguous with their identity and lineage.
63节
Verse 63.
祭司中哈巴雅的子孙啊，一直讲啊，总共有三个家族啊。祭司的家谱里面有三个家族找不到自己的谱系。
And so within there were three families of priests where they could not find their ascendants.
就是63节所写的。
So written in verse 63.
那64节他怎么办呢？
64, what happened there?
这三家的人在族谱中巡查自己的谱系，却寻不着，因此算为不洁净，不准供祭司的职任。65节。
65.
省长对他们说，不可吃至圣的物，直到有用乌灵和土名决议的祭司兴起来。这个意思是说，哎，发现呢，啊，有三个家族，祭司的家族中有三个家族呢找不到这个家谱。
So within the there are three priests who are serving, and they could not make connections to the lineage.
那这个问题反映出来，怎么去认定它，怎么去做这个认知呢？啊，就是说这个问题出来了，啊，怎么看待这个问题
？So what was the outcome of this issue?
首先被认为不洁净。
So firstly, this reflected that they were unclean.
第二个，不准供祭司的职任。
And second, they were they were excluded from the priesthood.
那也不可吃至圣的物，就是原来祭司献祭以后他们可吃的东西，现在也不可以吃。
And they were prohibited from eating the most holy things of the temple.
哦，他们的身份被看为不洁净。
And their status was deemed as unholy.
啊，他们的职分要被停止。
And so they will stop.They will stop their duties as priests.
连带着这个献祭的职分所衍生的吃至圣的物呢，也被禁止。
And so, this was also extended to their descendants.
因为身份不明。
Because their lineage was unclear.
那就让我们知道他们对这个家谱非常看重，对这个家谱非常看重。
So here we can see that the people were placed.Importance on genealogy.
但是这个问题是不是就无解呢？就搁置呢？不解决呢？不是这样。
So does this mean that this problem was not solved?
就是等到呢，能够有神的同在，用乌灵和土名决议来解释一个疑问，或者是说来做判断神来感动他的一些祭司兴起来处理这个事情。
And so God wrote, sent some workers for Urim and Thummim to resolve this issue.
那我们大家来想啊，说哎，这三个家族的人啊，暂时啊不能来供祭司的职任。
And so, and temporarily, these three priests could not fulfill their duties as priests.
他们的身份不是完全不明白。
It is not that they did not understand their status.
可是这个家谱的问题是有就有，没有就没有，所以要确定的。
So genealogy is absolute. So if you know it, then you should know it. If you don't know it, then you should.
这个跟要承接神圣的职务有关系。
And this is related to taking part in the holy duties.
可能一般人看小问题，但是现在呢，对以色列百姓来讲是大问题。
And so to others, this may seem to be a minor problem, but to the Israelites, this was quite a major issue.
神兴起祭司跟先知都是从选民中来选的。
And so here God has arisen a priest that could help resolve the issue of the people.
祭司就是利未家族。
And the priests are the Levites.
那先知呢？
And the, what about the prophets?
先知就是要以色列百姓。
And the people, they're the people.
所以这个生命记十八章十八节神透过摩西讲的嘛，将来神要兴起一个从你们当中兴起一个先知，从以色列百姓当中兴起神的先知。
And so in Deuteronomy 18 verse 18, it says God told Moses that from among you I will send a prophet.
另外一个资料是阿摩斯书的第二章十一节也有提到这件事情，提到这个先知的工作。
And Amos chapter 2 verse 11 also highlights the work of the prophet.
神说我从你们子弟中兴起先知。
And so here God said that he will send a prophet.
所以这是确定的，身份是要确定的。
And so you should be very clear on your status.
那因为是祭司的职分，所以要特别的谨慎。
And because this is the regarding priesthood, so you should be very careful.
那假设说，如果家谱不确定，血统有问题。
So if you're unclear of your lineage, then this means that your bloodline has issues.
那为什么这个血统很重要？
Why is the bloodline very important?
因为从亚伯拉罕生的，从以撒从撒拉，从以撒一直传下来，这才是神的应许的百姓，所承接应许的百姓。
Because the promised people is born of the son of promise, so from Abraham's seed, which is Isaac.
这是神所拣选的。
And this is God. This is the chosen one of God.
神所命定的。
This was God. God has destined this.
你看那个敌人参巴拉。
Let's look at the Sambala.
他是在以色列北部、北方、北部那边哈，比较北边的上去一点的撒玛利亚省的省长。
And so he is a leader in Samaria.
他是一半的以色列百姓的血统。So he is, 撒玛利亚他血统不纯。
So he's half Israel. He's half Israelite, and this is Samaritans are half Israelites.
尼希米还没有回来以前。
So before Nehemiah returned.
有可能南部这个地方也都是归参巴拉来管理。
And so the south was probably also under the management of Sambala.
所以尼希米等回来了，要重建城墙。
And so once Nehemiah returned to rebuild the wall.
对他来讲，他丧失了一些利益。
So to him, he has lost quite a lot.
又期待又不高兴，以色列百姓自己来建，所以他想要参与。他一般血统血统不纯，他想要介入，所以尼希米特别说：“你无权无份，拒绝他。”
And so Sambalat was rejected because he had no part in the work because he was not pure-blooded.
没有这个资格。
So he was not qualified.
你不能来参与，跟我们一起做。
So you're not allowed. He was excluded to work.
所以我们就想尼希米讲那句话，我们从这边来联想，就会知道明白说他为什么讲这个。
So from Nehemiah's words, we can see why he said this.
那参巴拉后来变成敌人。
And Sambalat became their enemy.
你看血统不纯正，他的认同度、他的参与度、他的忠诚度，就会变成是被疑问的。
And so his loyalty. And though how he participates in divine work is questionable.
那然后我们再回忆起这个第七章一开始我们所讲的。
So let's look at Nehemiah chapter 7.
要管理这个耶路撒冷城，你看这个哈拿尼亚他的条件是什么？
So if you look at the Hananiah,
忠信的。
So he was loyal.
敬畏神过于众人。
So he was, he feared God more than many.
那这样的话，这个哈拿尼亚他才能够带动百姓，才能够真的去执行他的权柄。
So in this way, Hananiah was able to, gather people and exercise his role.
不但是尼希米所认同的。
And this was something that, Nehemiah acknowledged.
也是所有百姓都可以认同的。
And this is something that the people could acknowledge as well.
那条件没有问题。
So he had no issues with his prerequisite.
那现在这三个家族的祭司呢，身份上呢晦暗不明，那当然要趋向保守，啊，宁可保守啊神圣事物，保守会更稳妥。
So these three priests who did not have clear lineage, so it was better for them to refrain from partaking temporarily because this was to they should be careful.
那这个事情就交给神。
And so this matter was entrusted to God.
啊，因为现在是族谱中找不到他们的谱系。
Because they were unable to find their lineage.
啊，如果有神的灵感动兴起他的工人，这个事情可以判断。
And so with the movement of God's Spirit, this issue can be resolved with sound judgment.
应许的圣灵，内住的圣灵啊，到耶稣基督升天啊，这个才降下来。在旧约啊，通常是圣灵可能短暂性的感动，去帮助一个人做一些事情，而不是内住的圣灵。
So in comparison to the Holy Spirit who dwells in us after Jesus ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit work in the Old Testament times was to temporarily move our workers to complete God's work at a given time.
啊，旧约神也允许用乌灵土明，还可能是类似石头的那个东西，那经过一定的一个程序啊，求问神，神会显明，因为这是出于神的作为，所以神会告诉他们。那就要等待这样的一个判断。
And so through Urim and Thummim, God has used these two workers to reveal His intentions, and this we needed to wait for such a revelation from God in order to make a sound judgment.
啊，这就是谨慎为之的意思。
And this means that they should be very wary.
我们看七十三节哈。
Verse 73.
啊，于是祭司、利未人、守门的、歌唱的、民中的一些人、尼提宁并以色列众人，各住在自己的城里。你看看这些被赋予啊工作，我给他们责任的呢，他们首先就搬到啊这个住进了耶路撒冷的城内。
And so those who have been assigned roles, they have been allocated a plot of land to live within the city.
这就是圣工人员呐、
啊。And this represents the divine workers.
啊，担任工作的，负有责任的。
And these are represents those who are responsible in their work.
那前面不是说了吗？啊，耶路撒冷城这么大，住的人少。
Then we mentioned earlier that the city was big, but the people were sparsely populated.
那这个事情怎么办呢？
And so what did we do to resolve this?
第十一章就会去处理。
So chapter 11 is the resolution of this issue.
但是还没有去进行的时候，
but before this was brought forth,
已经有一些人搬进来。
There were people who have come in.
啊，有使命感、有责任的人，他率先去做这个工作。
So those who had a sense of commission, they have done the work.
也是以身作则。
And they have, they do this. It's their lifestyle.
那我们就先讲到这里啊，
so、
等到十一章再做详细的说明。
And so we'll conclude for now.
好，我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
305首。
305.